Radio style.
So baby.
Good, y'all. It's the homie Big T.
And I'm Shay Renee.
I'm Miss Amy.
And you are officially tuned in and tapped into the hottest podcast that brings you the latest in music, news, and fashion. And the only show that keeps our ears to the streets.
While you grind and shine.
Hey. Today is a very special day, y'all. I'm so excited. I think we've been waiting for this day for a long time.
Yeah.
It is our 5-year anniversary show for Mud Talk. Ooh. Let's get out of hand. Let me make sure I get the right one.
Clap.
Yes, it is our 5-year anniversary show, and I am super excited to be here. And so, man, we have a lot that we're going to talk about, a lot that we're going to look at from over these 5 years, because my, how we have grown.
Yes.
Okay, let me tell y'all something. When y'all watch some of these old clips, you are going to be like,
Don't judge us, man.
We were going through some things. Mm-hmm. We were going through some changes and some transitions. And so, you know, now we are in there like swimwear, as the kids say, take me through there.
We're going through it.
We are definitely going through it in a good way, though. Not a bad way. So, yes. But before we get into anything, how is everybody feeling today? Miss Amy, how you feeling, man?
I'm good. It's been an interesting week back to work after that nice, long 2-week break of sleeping in.
Yeah.
I just kind of decided to ease into it. I think that's where I was at.
Yeah. It definitely was weird going back to work this week. I was like, I normally don't complain about having 2 weeks off, but this year I was like, something about it was like,
you're ready.
It just felt extra long to me.
It did feel extra long. And I don't know if it was, well, you were already going to be off, but I had that snow day. And
Yeah. I mean, I had been off work since December 16th.
Yeah, you had a long one.
17th, yeah. So it was way too long. So next year, I don't know. Next year, I might have to tell them, like, look, don't.
So don't, if you're listening and you are Ty's boss, he wants no time off.
I do want time off. That was real long. I don't know about that.
Yeah.
But Shay, how you feeling?
I'm feeling good. Happy to be here. You know, got one more work day to get through, and then I got 3 days off.
Nice. So.
Man, must be nice.
Yeah.
Man, Well, for those of you who are watching, like we said, it's our 5-year anniversary show. And so we have a lot of clips. We're going to be showing you guys a lot of old clips, new clips, and then some guests that we're going to be showing from past seasons
and all of
that. So it's definitely going to be a good time. But before we do anything, you know, we can't start the show until we do what's called Big T with the
T.
And this is where I give y'all all of the latest celebrity news and gossip that is going down, because these celebrities keep me with job security. So let's go ahead and get into our news. First off, let's talk about Stefan Diggs. So,
oh, please do.
We will. So all of our news comes from TMZ. So Stefan Diggs, you know, he's in trouble, in case you don't know, but now you know. Stefan Diggs won't have to face a judge until after the NFL season. The New England Patriots star's arraignment in his assault case has been postponed.
Interesting.
TMZ Sports has confirmed that Diggs' court date was initially slated for January 23rd. Mm-hmm. 2 days before the AFC Championship game. However, his attorney stated in court filings that Diggs has a previously scheduled professional commitment on that date. Yes. It's now scheduled for February 13th, which is 5 days after the Super Bowl. Diggs is facing felony strangulation or suffocation and misdemeanor assault and battery charges after his ex-chef accused him of getting physical during a dispute over salary payments. Diggs denied claims through his attorney, and the past stated that they are supporting their receiver no matter what the outcome is. Diggs' girlfriend, Cardi B, she's standing by her man, and she's defending him on social media, stating that she's confident that the former chef is lying, telling them those lies, the lies, the lies. The rescheduling isn't too surprising, as Diz's attorney said they will request one at a previous hearing. For now, Diz can focus on the matchup with the Los Angeles Chargers in the wild card round, which goes down on Sunday.
And ironically, his next court date isn't until even after the Super Bowl, too, if you noticed that.
Yes,
February 3rd. They really postponed that.
They really did, because they want to see what the outcome is going to be. Right?
I wonder what cats are in support. Like, is it everybody, the coach? I'm surprised the NFL commissioner isn't like, hey, these are your charges, because usually he's very much like, you're suspended until we figure this out.
Yeah. So
I'm surprised.
So how you feel about this, Shay?
Oh, I'm in the name of a dollar bill.
Hey, that's true. And shout out to Cardi B for being a real one. She's standing by her man.
She stands by him for everything.
Yes, yeah. She does. She don't care.
Yeah. I like that. I like that they found each other.
Yeah. Do you think they're going to get married?
Who knows?
She's not divorced yet, though.
She might not even want to get remarried. Like, she might be traumatized from the first time.
Yeah, I don't think she's legally divorced yet, though.
Oh, yeah.
No.
So I don't know. So
I think they're going to get married. I think at some point they will, if they can make it through some of these trials that Mr. Diggs is putting her through.
Yeah. I guess we'll see, huh? Mm-hmm. All right. Well, in more jail news.
I love jail news.
Ashley Martinez is all about jail this week.
Wow.
A lot of people are going to jail, getting out of jail. But it looks like Diddy is going to have to suck it up and serve out his prison sentence because President Trump says he is not considering a pardon for him. Trump told the New York Times he received a letter from Diddy seeking a pardon, but told the outlet he wasn't considering granting the request. The president is certainly bursting Diddy's bubble here because, as TMZ first reported, Diddy was telling inmates at FCI Fort Dix in New Jersey back in November that he would get a presidential pardon from Trump early in 2026.
Hilarious.
Right. So Diddy is serving a 50-month sentence for his conviction on a couple of prostitution charges. TMZ broke the story almost immediately after Diddy was sentenced in October 2025 that his legal team got in touch with a high-ranking White House official who has the ear of the president regarding a commutation or pardon. Just days later, Trump told the media he was aware of Diddy's ask. Sources told TMZ at the time that Trump was considering a possible commutation, but it now sounds like that he has made a final decision. So, sorry, Diddy, but you're going to have to go ahead and serve out that time.
Guess he spoke too soon.
Yeah, I guess
Isn't Diddy like Trump's boy? Aren't they like tight?
I think, there was a picture that I was looking at earlier when I was doing my research that they have some previous dealings with each other.
That's what I was thinking. Like, I feel like Trump was at some
Diddy party.
Some Diddy party. I'm not allegedly.
Allegedly.
Not the ones that he was in jail for. We're just saying there was like back in the day when a lot of the celebrities used to come to some of the parties. Like there were pictures I feel like I saw of them.
Y'all think Trump was listening to B.I.G.?
I honestly, I don't know. I kind of think maybe yes.
He had to be around Diddy, especially at the party. Yeah. How they play that. So
not just listening. Do you think he was like dancing? Do you think
he was doing that dance he'd be doing? Yeah, I don't know.
Trump was like, teach me that dance.
Yeah, take that.
The visual art that you just gave me is amazing.
Take that. Also, you know, and I also wonder, what is Trump's like favorite B.I.G. song?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, Mr. Trump, if you want to slide into our DMs and let us know what your favorite B.I.G. song is.
Yeah, when you're not busy doing presidential things, you know, let us know
what your favorite presidential things.
I mean, besides bomb in Venezuela right now.
Well, when you're done with all that, let's slide into the DMs and let us know.
So you just let us know what your favorite
B.I.G. song is. Or maybe you can occupy and just slide into our DMs and stop bombing people.
Yeah, we would love that. Please stop bombing Venezuela.
Yeah.
Sorry. All right. And in other news, our last piece of news, this is good jail news. So Fetty Wap is starting his 2026 off with a bang with the early prison release. He's out of jail, y'all. So the superstar rapper was sentenced back in May of 2023 to 6 years in prison for his role in a drug trafficking ring, but reemerged on Thursday when he immediately stepped into the Shade Room and thanked fans for their unwavering support. The Bureau of Prisons told TMZ Fetty was transferred yesterday to home confinement in Philly, and he's scheduled to be fully released from oversight custody on November 8th of this year. Now, Fetty will have to undergo strict and supervised guidelines for the next 5 years that he's free, which includes drug testing, in addition to being prohibited from opening any new bank accounts without approval from federal agents, while keeping the U.S. Probation Department in the loop of all his earnings and tax records. The 34-year-old is also not allowed to consume any alcohol or other intoxicants unless granted a prescription by a licensed physician. If the court deemed necessary, Fetty will be ordered to participate in the outpatient drug treatment program and will continue to submit to testing during and after the treatment program to ensure abstinence from drugs and alcohol. Now, Fetty was busted with over 500 grams or more of cocaine and $1,000 in cash, but the court's decision to let him out speaks volumes that his ability to keep his nose clean, that he's doing pretty well.
He looked good, too. I saw a picture of him. He looked really good.
Yes, he looks really healthy. He's doing a great job. So
500 million grams or
500 grams?
It's like cocaine. I wonder how much that is worth on the streets.
I don't know.
Either.
That's a whole lot
of
money. That's a whole lot of money. So, but they also found him with thousands of dollars in cash, too. So it wasn't just
Well, he already sold some of that.
Yeah, he was making a profit.
Yeah.
The only thing that I did not like that he was doing, though, because I remember when this happened, that he was like, some of his family members were like some of his clientele. I'm not a fan of selling cocaine and fentanyl to family members
or anybody in general.
Let's
put that out there. We're not saying it's okay,
but especially your family
members, and knowing that they're super highly addictive.
So not a good look,
and charging him.
I guess he had to make a profit somehow. He can't be giving coke away for free.
No, that's true.
No free coke with him.
Yes,
he probably gave him a discount.
I don't think drug traffickers do that. I don't think you get a family coke discount.
A family and
family and friends discount. Family and friends weekend over at Fetty Wap's house. Get your coke.
Go get your coke.
20% off.
Bring your own bags.
As much as you can shove in here, but it can't be that big.
How much coke can you fit in this bag?
All right, we're terrible. Fetty Wap, we're proud of you. Good job.
We are so proud
Stay
of you.
Stay clean. Go live your life. Go put out some more music.
Yes, please do. All right. So, well, that was Big T with the T. Y'all know if I got some tea, I'm going to spill it here first on Mud Talk. So, shout out to everybody who's doing amazing things. And shout out to you, Fetty Wap.
Yeah.
We appreciate you.
Not I did hear that he was still going to do his like nonprofit and his like he's really into education and into helping people like vision impairment and things like that as well, especially kids. So go do that stuff, Fetty. That's more productive.
Yeah, bring positivity to the community.
Yes. So all right. So like we told you guys, it is our 5-year anniversary, and so I thought it would be pretty cool. So you know, we have come a long way, and I was watching some clips earlier today, and I was like, wow, how far we have come. And one of the things that I always remember was the intro. So Jesse from 49 Grind, if you're watching, this will include you as well too. There was one point in time we didn't have an intro, and you're going to actually see this in the clips that's coming up. And so I just thought it would be cool to see like the clips of intros that we've done, and you can see where we started in the beginning, where we were super nervous.
We started from the bottom. Now we're here.
Okay, so we're gonna go ahead.
Literally the basement.
we should put a video in there.
Yeah.
So we're gonna go ahead and show you guys some of the intros that we've done over the past 5 years, and then we're gonna have a little discussion about it. So keep it locked and check out these intros real quick. All right. So there you saw a little evolution of
evolution.
We went from not having an intro at all to being in a new space and having an intro, and we added Craig. Shout out to CL Styles, man. We cannot forget CL Styles. CL Styles is in Jacksonville.
Running around Florida in the nice weather.
Yeah, handling some business down there. So shout out to CL Styles, man. He could not be here. He had to handle some business down in Jacksonville.
Yes.
But as you can see, he joined the show in season 4, right?
It was season
somewhere like mid.
Wait, I can tell you. Oh, I can't. My phone's over there.
Yeah, I think it was like season 4.
You'll see, because when we play the clips as we go, you'll see when he added.
Yeah.
It was season three.
Yeah. He started off as a guest, and then he ended up becoming a host.
So he was our first guest of season 4.
Yes.
That's what it was.
And then he became the Angela Yee to our Breakfast Club.
Yes, he did.
There you go. Like our Charlamagne the God.
We couldn't call him Craig Lee. We tried, though. Do you remember that? We did try.
We tried to call him Craig Yee.
He didn't like it.
He was not going with that at all. So, but yeah, man, shout out to CEO Style. Like I said, he could not be here today, but of course, he's here in spirit. But how do y'all feel about seeing all those different intros and stuff that we did, Shay?
Man, just watching them develop, how we developed over the years is like truly amazing.
Yeah, it is.
We started off like even just in the, like our voices.
Yes.
Our postures.
Yes.
The way we were on camera. Like I think you seen in the first take, I kind of like shied off to the side. Like, oh my God, I hate the way I sound on camera.
Yeah.
So
the funny thing is when she did, I was like, even though you're trying to hide, we can still see you.
We still see you.
I don't know where my hair was.
You can hear the confidence in the voices too. Like
Yeah. Because I don't think we knew, first of all, let me tell you something. We was coming out of COVID, first of all. The second thing is, like, podcasting was so new. So, like, we didn't, like, people didn't understand it. And we kind of didn't understand it. We was just like, podcasting is like radio, but not radio. Like, let's just do it. But
it's radio, but you can cuss.
Yeah, that's true. Depending on what you got as sponsors.
That's true.
But I think we were just, like, nervous.
You can see that in that first intro and hear it.
And my back was a little bit bigger than two. It's smaller now, y'all. I actually have on the same jacket from here. This is the same jacket. Boy, I can button up this jacket.
The evolution of Big T's back.
Hello. Thank you. The de-evolution, actually.
The de-evolution. You're right. I said that wrong. The de-evolution of Big T's back.
Back to evolve again. No. But that was that COVID weight. So, you know, it was.
I mean, we all had that. Although I was opposite. I was real small during COVID.
And really?
Then after COVID ended and everything opened up, I started eating again. And my back was like, thank God.
Thank God.
My back was so happy.
Yeah. So it was pretty cool just to see that and just seeing, like, even our logo and everything, you know, change. And I feel like it kind of brightened up, like, you know, the whole just aura of Mud Talk. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was really dope.
And the studio involvements too. Like, you can see the different studio involvements and the different camera angles. And that's what I was laughing at as I was watching clips. I'm like, God, season two, our camera angles were all over the place. Lighting. At one point, it was hard. We were having a hard time, if people don't know, to find a balance, because in the studio space of the lighting, like, I had more pale skin, and if the lighting was right for your skin, it wasn't for mine. If it was for my skin, it wasn't for theirs.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, there was, at one point, I didn't think I had any facial features, so then we had to turn off all the lights. You know, it was just a different trying to figure all that out. And you can see it in all of the intros, all of the introductions. And And now here we are.
We are here, yes.
We have merch now. We have promotional packages.
Yes,
events.
You know, we do events, guest hosts, all that.
Yes, so, and speaking of merch, if you are watching right now, we have a giveaway that we're doing. So what you need to do is, throughout the show, you need to comment. Don't just put the hashtag, but you need to comment on what we're talking about here on the show. And so join our giveaway. Use the hashtag MudTalk5 to enter the raffle for free MudTalk merch. And at the end of the show, we're going to raffle off some merch. So we got some, we said, what, T-shirts?
T-shirts, some water bottles.
Some water bottles, beanies.
Coffee cups, I don't know. Whatever. We'll come up with something good for you.
We got some good stuff for y'all. So use the hashtag MudTalk5 and we will put you into the raffle, and at the end of the show we will pull
comment and hashtag.
Maybe we can put that to scroll across the bottom of the screen so people, when they join, you know.
Oh, it's right there.
Okay, there you go.
It's already there. So make sure you use the hashtag MudTalk5 to enter the raffle, because we can give out some good stuff at the end of the show. So
I'm about to go comment myself.
You don't count.
Actually, she needs some merch. You got it.
We got to take one for the team and get that on you.
Yeah, we do. So before we get into any of these other questions, you want to thank any of our sponsors and past guests who have been on the show? Play this clip real quick. Or
play our first throwback.
The throwback clip? Okay.
So this is a throwback. All of our throwback clips kind of go in order, so you can kind of see the evolution. These are some of our most watched clips on a variety of our social medias. Okay. So I went to like our Facebook, our Instagram, our TikTok, and I kind of pulled some of the most watched clips from over the years.
Yeah. All right. So we're going to go ahead and get into this first throwback clip and see some of our most watched clips from over the past 5 years. So let's go ahead and get into it. Don't go nowhere. Keep it locked, y'all. It's Mud Talk.
Yeah.
which leads me into number four, picking your battles. Not every misstep needs to be, you know, addressed. Sometimes you need to take that step back and make sure it's something worth bringing it up, especially if it's something that crosses your boundaries.
But sometimes I gotta let you know when you...
No, you don't always have to let people know.
I said sometimes. I gotta let
you
know.
Not always. Not always. Definitely not. I would say Chris Brown. Like casual. Mm-hmm. Like he's just very like... just a casual person, yeah. As far as what a style.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen him dress up unless it was for a court date.
Yeah. But. Okay, so he's transitioning is the word I would have used.
Yeah, that's a good one, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I've probably never seen him dress up.
And the last tip, do not send unwanted pictures. Starting off the conversation with something unwanted and sexual is a great way to turn somebody off. So, fellas, stop sending them dick pics. The ladies, stop sending them coochie shots. Well, no, nah, dudes might like coochie shots. So, no.
One-way situation.
It's a one-way situation.
Nobody wants to
Yeah. Fellas, stop sending
those.
Stop sending those unwanted dick pics and videos and everything else. That will get you blocked real quick and, you know.
Or just put all over the internet and make fun of for a long time.
That too, mm-hmm. Yeah. So, that was my tips with T, and that was five things on what not to do if somebody's DMs. Yeah. There you go.
My name is Shay, and I approve this message.
Right. They got the white girl questions.
It's a white girl question.
It doesn't have to be a white girl. It's about white people in general.
So, what beat be playing in y'all head while y'all be dancing?
It's always back that ass up. Always. 100%. Doesn't matter what it is, it's back that ass up.
Yo, I'm like. And y'all be clapping too. Like, we everybody here.
You know I don't dance like that, but I don't know what. I'm not even gonna argue with you because you did work at clubs before. I'm not gonna argue with that. There probably are a lot of ways.
And that's not for everybody, but the majority.
But when back that ass up comes on, what happens? The clapping stops, the asses go up, and then they might not be on.
I mean, the lack thereof.
Well, you know what?
I've seen a lot of lower back shaking in the club.
That too. A lot of lower back.
Watch Miss Amy.
I know you can open
a 747. There you go, girl.
All right, Ty, come here. Don't mind me as I lean over the
the wine did not spill. Come here.
It is a lot happening.
Come
right
here.
Now.
All right, y'all, we are back here on Mud Talk, and that was just one of the many throwback clips that we have here
playing on the show today.
Man, if you can just understand about us, man, this is organized chaos. I know it probably looks crazy, but it's very organized. But that last clip you just saw, that was chaos. It was not organized
at all. That episode was all chaos.
It was not scripted. Yes.
No. That wasn't planned.
Yeah, shout out to Aisha, man.
Yes.
Yeah, she's hilarious. And make sure y'all check out Tastefully Freaky. That was one of my favorite episodes because she really explained everything down to a science when it comes to intimacy and romance and not just ramming it up in the hole. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like she really explained.
Great choice, right? Words, well, you can hear what I said. I remember I said Shay, like, no 747s.
Yes.
So yeah, I just, and then she make you feel so comfortable. So yeah. I just love her energy.
Yeah,
it was fun.
Yeah, I mean, you can have a 747, but you gotta know how to land it correctly. Right. I don't think any women want any rough landings.
No
turbulence.
No,
right?
So, or any abrupt landings. Or any abrupt landings. That's not. Nobody wants that either.
Nobody wants that. So, all right, we're gonna go ahead and do a commercial break, and when we come back, we got some self reflection we're gonna be doing about the show. And don't forget, we do have that giveaway. So make sure you use the hashtag MudTalk5. Put it in the comments. Make sure you comment about the show, and yeah, we're gonna go ahead and pay these bills, so don't go nowhere. It's Mud Talk. Keep it locked.
Want to get the word out about your business or organization? Well, the Hottest Podcast now offers the hottest sponsorship packages, starting as low as $15. That's right, $15 will help you get your business or organization out to millions and millions of listeners heard around the world. So make sure you go to the official Mud Talk Facebook page and check out our sponsorship packages right now. The Hottest Podcast is back with new merch dropping right now. Tap in and check out our latest in hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and now we have official Mud Talk water bottles and more. So make sure you head over right now to the official Mud Talk merch store and get into it. And right now, if you order, you'll get 25% off of all of the latest merch in our Mud Talk merch store. So go over to our Instagram page at MudTalk419 and get into all of the latest, newest merch that is available right now. Mud Talk, the only podcast that brings you the latest in music, news, and fashion, and the only show that keeps our ears to the streets while you grind and shine.
We want to give a shout out to our season 4 sponsor, A Servant's Heart LLC. A Servant's Heart prides themselves in community care. They offer non-medical and HPC transportation, as well as home personal care. For questions, to schedule consultation, or to join their team of professionals, you can follow them on Facebook at A Servant's Heart LLC. Email them at aservantsheart.toledo@gmail.com. That's two T's. Or give them a call at 419-407-5399. So thank you again to A Servant's Heart for their support of the Mud Talk podcast and being our season 4 sponsor.
Hey. What's good, y'all? We are back here on Mud Talk. I want to say thank you to everybody who's been tuning in and tapping in with us, not even just tonight, but over the last 5 years of the show, man. So thank everybody, man. We really appreciate you guys. We would not be here without you guys' support, whether you are watching on Facebook, YouTube, or whether you're listening on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, SiriusXM Radio, iHeartRadio, whether you're listening to 419, or whether you're listening to 614, or the 313, or the 810, wherever you listen to.
Or all the other zip codes of this country.
Or area codes. Or whatever other area code that you listen to, whether international code, whether we have to press 1 before you dial your number. Regardless of what it is, we appreciate you guys for supporting Mud Talk over these last 5 years.
Five seasons.
Man, y'all keep us going.
Yes, we really appreciate you guys. So, you know, so I was thinking at home, and I was sitting at home, and I was like, man, if I'm self-reflecting about some things, I know my co-hosts are too. So I just got, you know, a couple little questions I'm going to ask you guys. So my first question is, what has been your favorite moment over these 5 years?
My favorite moment is the play we saw with Miss Amy when she shook the table, because baby, everything was about to fall down. I don't know who caught the table on the other end, but
I don't know how it did it.
Yeah.
I think the building was about to fall. That was like, what has happened? Especially because we were blindfolded, so I didn't know.
That's what I was when we were watching it. I was like, the express way that you and Red pulled those eye masks off, and you're like, what? And I was just proud that the wine didn't spill. Did you hear me?
Because
you told me before the show, you're like, you can drink wine, just don't spill it on the rug.
Just spill it on the rug.
Spill the wine.
Well, then, and we were new at that studio too, and I was like, oh my God, you done broke this lady's stool. Shout out to Lexi, man, for being an amazing supporter for the Mud Talk. We cannot do this show without even thanking Lexi, man. Shout out to Many Faces Podcast too. Shout out to Lexi Sales, man. She supported us at a time that we needed some support. We were in transition with studios. At one point in time, we was pretty much homeless. So she came through and swooped us up, and she held us down for what, like 3.5 years?
Yeah.
It was 2 seasons. Two and a half. So it was season 1, 2, and 3.
So it was like 3.5 years.
It spanned almost the entire Mud Talk.
Pretty much.
History.
Yeah. So shout out to Lexi, man. She's amazing. But I was just like, wow, what are we going to do now? Like, we broke her furniture. And
I sat on that stool the entire time we were there until the studio got upgraded. Yeah.
Oh, so she probably didn't notice anyway.
I think we told her eventually. She watched the show.
Yeah. She's seen it.
I apologize. I did. I felt so bad.
Yeah. I remember one point in time, you was like, I'll just buy her a new stool.
I know. I felt really bad. Because that was like, honestly, at that point in time, that was only like the second or third show that I was like as a co-host, because I was on season one as a guest. So that was like maybe show two or three of that second season that happened.
And you came in breaking.
And I broke stuff. Which as we've learned over the years, I did not put a blooper video together, but there have been quite a few bloopers. I'm very clumsy.
Yeah.
If you have watched these five seasons, you will see me pop microphone stands off, drop stuff.
You do a lot of clumsy stuff.
Yeah, it was just like how you just kept going and
I was like, just slip this in your mouth. I didn't spill the wine. Shay, open your mouth.
Like, it's okay.
I peeked through and I'm like, oh, and just
I had some flavored lube to squirt in your mouth. It was fine.
I think I had already tasted it.
Yeah.
So you were trying to get it.
Yeah, you were trying to reach over and give it to me. And I was like, what is going on? Yeah.
So what was your favorite moment, Shay?
What was your favorite moment?
Oh, that was mine.
That was mine too. That was hilarious. Like, that's probably one that really stands out to me.
Yes.
That was really funny.
I think my favorite moment, and it wasn't even a moment, I don't even know if it was a moment or a show, was when we had B Wills on.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like one of those shows where...
about the pork chop?
No, but that was a good moment, too. I should have put that. I forgot about the pork chop one. Or the word that I don't say, because Craig giggles every time I say it.
Twista.
Yeah. Just that whole show in general was such a good vibe. It was such a good vibe that we literally divided into two episodes.
Yeah.
Because we did the real episode with B Wills and talked about his stuff. And then, it somehow got derailed.
I think we stayed in this like midnight.
It was literally like two full shows.
It was like Mud Talk After Dark.
But that After Dark part of that, okay, the favorite moment was the After Dark part, because we just went off. There was zero filters.
The filter at all.
We were talking about pork chops and I don't know, all sorts of things. So I think that was probably my favorite moment, was when we just had that impromptu After Dark.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah. So
he's a great vibe too. So.
Yeah, if you haven't heard it, go on to our Instagram page, click the link tree, and you'll find that episode on our
both episodes. You can watch the B Wills one and then watch the After Dark.
Yeah.
After Dark. Don't watch it with kids.
Yeah, please don't. Put them babies to bed.
Yes.
So what was y'all funniest behind the scene moment? So there'd be a lot of stuff going on behind the scene that y'all don't know about if you're watching the show, listen to the show, but there'd be so many things going on. I think the funniest behind the scene moment to me is like when we first got to Many Faces Podcast Studio and you and Amy did the TikTok.
That's what I was gonna say. That was mine.
Like the very first TikTok where I was smacking your booty.
She was smacking her booty. Yeah,
we did like innocent. Three or four takes.
Yes,
I was like, yeah,
it was a lot of takes. That's what made it funny, because we're like, nope, we didn't smack it hard enough.
Ty was recording us recording, so it was just like,
got your ass smacked a lot that day.
I was all for it. That was a pretty funny behind the scenes moment.
Yeah, yes. That was cool.
I don't think if there's any other ones that I thought were pretty funny.
I like when we used to do the TikToks with our guests.
Yes.
Yeah, we're gonna get back to that.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, that was that COVID stuff, man.
Everybody was TikTok dancing.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's any other behind the scenes moments. I mean, there's a lot of funny things do happen.
Yeah. I think the other funny one was watching you get boxing lessons. For sure.
I was going to say, I don't know if it was funny necessarily, but I mean, it was probably funny for you.
Yeah.
But it was one of the coolest experiences of my life, because I definitely got some boxing lessons from a professional boxer.
Yeah.
Horribly.
A championship boxer, man.
Yeah. Horribly. Yeah. He was doing great. He is a phenomenal boxing teacher.
Yeah.
I'm not a good boxer.
Yeah. I think some of my favorite behind the scenes moments is like when Craig and I, CL Styles, like we cannot stop laughing.
Oh my God.
And it's like we have this eye contact thing and we're like, and we laugh and laugh and laugh, and you're like,
drives me nuts.
And you're like, all right, we're done.
But I think it's just CL Styles, because actually one of my going back to like one of my favorite funny moments was that one clip when it was me, you, and CL, and we literally could not stop laughing for like 7 minutes.
Yeah.
And I actually, you can go on our Instagram, I clipped it, and it was like 1 minute later, two minutes later. And he would start, then I would start, then I would snort, then he would laugh. And it was like, and you were over here trying to talk about, the best part about the whole thing was, you were trying to talk about how podcasts are planned and scripted, and it's not chaotic. And we're over here like, we could not stop laughing. And it was so chaotic. That was probably one of my favorite moments too. That was hilarious.
Yes. Shout out to Akira, who said, happy 5 years. Thank you so much, Akira.
You put a hashtag.
Girl, you better use that hashtag.
Get that hashtag. So yes, you can get that going.
Mud Talk 5 so you can get into this raffle. We're trying to give away some free merch at the end of the show.
Yeah.
Yes.
Keep watching. Your photo will make an appearance later.
Yes. What do you guys think was one of those you had to be there moments? Like just one of those, like you just had to be there.
I think a lot of the things. So like, I think a lot of things like you have to be there. Not, and I don't even want to say like we had to be there. I think people, you have to watch the show or listen to the show to get it. So like I'll leave and I'll go explain to some of my people like, oh my gosh, it was hilarious in the show. And they're like, what? I'm like, just go watch it. Yeah. Because you had to be there. You had to watch it. And then they'll go watch it and come back and be like, oh my God, that was hilarious.
Yeah. I think the whole like pork chop thing is
that funny. Was one of those because you weren't there.
No.
So for you, it's probably not nearly as funny.
And I remember,
to this day, I'm like, what are you guys talking about?
I was gonna say when she came back, she was like, we were all laughing about like the next episode.
Many episodes.
Shay was just looking like, I'm lost. Like, what are we talking about?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So even a year later, she's still wondering, like, what is this pork chop thing about? What happened to get you up to speed on that?
Yes.
Shout out to Akira for using the hashtag month top five. So
she gets an entry.
All right. You get an entry to the raffle, girl. What do you think was one of our most heated debates we've had on the show? I'm going to say the Battle of the Sexes. Like we had Akira and Devin were on there and they were going like kind of back and forth.
That
was getting pretty serious. And I think the conversation that you and Dr. Bernie had about homework.
Oh yeah. I forgot about that one.
That was about to get ugly.
I will fight anybody over my homework beliefs.
Yeah, that was about to get ugly.
Yeah.
So that was
definitely I forgot about that one.
Yeah.
That was a good show. That was a good educational show, but I did forget about that little homework.
Yeah. So I don't know, man. I mean, Miss Amy feels the way about homework. So
I think some of it wasn't a heated debate, but like one of the clips you're going to see, and we can maybe even I think it's the next throwback that we're going to watch is when we were debating about this. Actually, this is going to be my moment. The most heated debate was debating about whether music back in the day or music today is raunchier. And I insist that 90s music was just as raunchy and just as sexual as it, and you were like, no,
it's not.
So that is actually the first clip, but we can play that throwback right now if you want.
All right.
So this is my heated debate moment.
All right. So we're going to go ahead and get into this next throwback clip. So keep it locked. Don't go nowhere. And don't forget to use that hashtag MudTalk5 to get into.
Thank you, Akira.
The raffle. So keep it locked. Don't go nowhere. I was laughing because he said we were elementary school singing H-Town knocking
the boots. Absolutely.
But we didn't know what they said knocking the boots. Like, we didn't know what that
was. But you know what, though? I'm not convinced that my little three-year-old Poundtown friend knows what Poundtown is either.
I want to park that Big Mac truck right in his little garage. Like, they weren't singing that and knocking the boots.
But
I legit thought they were knocking boots.
But see, this is where I just... But you know what? I can honestly say that, and this might be just because I'm a little older than you guys, because I was like older hearing some of these songs, but I'm looking at that going, I guarantee right now a little itty bitty is listening to that thinking there's somebody actually parking a truck in a garage. Like they're just like you thought somebody was knocking boots together.
They were knocking boots together, but they weren't out here. Now I will say there were a couple. Now I will say Silk, Let Me Lick You Up and Down. Okay, right. I'm going to give you that.
I was standing in my living room singing, I Want to Lick You Up and Down, Freak Me Baby. Oh yeah, like on my couch. Yelling it, I got in trouble. My mom was like, turn that off. Or I Want to Sex You Up. That was another one that was a big one.
Yeah, see?
Like, and those were from back in the day. So I don't know. I kind of agree with Greg on that.
You aren't chasing. you aren't chasing is what you're saying. You're letting it come to you.
It's called law of attraction.
He's letting it come to him. He's not chasing. He's letting it come to him.
I see.
Like so I would chase a good time
until it comes to you.
I'll chase a good time before I chase some cooch for real. You know, cooch is temporary. A good time might be forever.
But what if the cooch is forever? What if you find your forever cooch?
There's no forever cooch.
You don't think so?
There's no.
You know what, though? One thing I want to say to you guys before you go to what you're going to, coming from radio, and, you know, a lot of people think that there's a very big difference between radio and podcasting, which I guess in some cases there are, but. You guys is your setup, the way that you have your segments, the way that just everything about you guys' podcast, and I've been on a million of them, especially locally. This is like top tier, man. So I really want to tell you, like for real, like it's dope for you guys to really be elevating the way that you all are. From the, I pay attention to everything, man. You guys make sure that the logo is, you know, visible. You make sure that you have the commercial, like the fact that everything is set up so properly. It shows that you guys take so much time. And put so much effort into what it is you guys do. And I think that's really, really, really dope, y'all. Man. So, y'all, this is definitely the podcast for people to tune into. You heard it from me first. And one thing you know about me, if Beverly don't approve it, don't use it, you can lose it. It just is what it is.
All right, so that was another clip from these past seasons. And so, man, shout out to Kiara and Vion and B Wills and man, so many others that came through that season. But Forever Cooch is crazy.
Yeah. I mean, you can always, apparently you can't find Forever Cooch, but I feel like you could.
I mean, yeah,
fine. That was part of that debate, though. That was when we were going back and forth about all the things.
Yeah, that was some pretty crazy stuff. But shout out to my nephew, Vion, man. He has grown up so much. He actually, well, he ain't found his Forever Cooch, but he's found some...
The Forever Cooch potential.
Yes, yes. Okay. And it's going pretty strong right now. Okay. So shout out to my nephew.
So when he gets married, I'm going to go to that wedding. I'm going to be your plus one. I'm going to be like, he found his Forever Cooch. Right in the middle of the wedding. It'll be fun.
Make a parody of it. Just have right. Repeat.
Yes.
Pull the sign up like in the back, like my fan. Yeah. I was just gonna say forever. Hashtag Forever Cooch.
They should play that like at his wedding reception. Like
on a loop.
Yeah. Forever Cooch.
What if you find your Forever Cooch? There is no Forever Cooch.
It's right. She's right here. Forever Cooch.
Hashtag Forever Cooch. Akira said, "Nasty dancer, dancing for money."
That's what I was agreeing with her before I played that clip.
Yeah.
So she was agreeing with my point of view.
Oh, okay. All right. What do y'all think, or who do you think was our funniest guest that we've had on the show?
I'd say is her name Dejanay.
Oh, Miss Dejanay.
Dejanay.
Yeah. Dejanay.
That's what it is.
Yeah, Dejanay was
hilarious.
She's just so off the cuff and does not care. I love watching her TikToks and her Facebook reels because she keeps it all the way real, all the way 100. But yeah, shout out to Miss Dejanay. She was definitely one of the most funniest guests I think we've had. And I wouldn't even necessarily say funny, but I remember when we did the first Ask the White Girl with Julius Darrington, and he was just so like, man, what the fuck is this?
Because I was like, do you have any questions for me? Like, ask the white girl.
He was just like, man, what the fuck is this? Oh, yeah, funny. So shout out to Julius Darrington, man. He's doing some amazing good things. He actually was just nominated for a couple of Grammys for some albums that he's worked on. So Julius is doing some amazing things. So shout out to him. And also, we can't forget the other Grammy winner. We can't forget Julius.
We're not going to forget any of them because we have a whole video dedicated to every single guest.
We can't forget my homie Jamil Aussie.
No, listen, there is a video. We are going to, every guest we've ever had is going to be on this video.
I love that. Shout out to Jamil, man. Yeah. So, yeah.
Funniest guest, I'm trying to think. I think, you know who I think, but I think one of the, again, I think funniest guests or funniest show, I think, like, go back to the Drunk Unks.
Yeah, Drunk Unks was great.
That was, and it was they were funny. It was a funny show.
Yeah, especially when we had that conversation about
how T. Cole can't drive.
How he can't drive in a sports car. You got an Audi and you're driving like you should be in a Honda Civic.
Right,
That's the problem for me. You're driving like you're in a Honda Elantra.
Yeah. So they were pretty funny guests too.
Yeah, so shout out to Drunk Unks. They just started back up their podcast, so they're doing pretty good. So make sure you check them out on Sundays, I believe.
Yeah,
they switch their days to Sundays. Mm-hmm. So go follow them on Facebook. They do like shows during the week and everything. But if you are into sports based podcasts, go check out the Drunk Unks, man. Mm-hmm. They're pretty dope. So what do you think was a so crazy that we might get canceled moment?
I have an answer for this. So there was two there. So honestly, Aisha's show was the first time I was like, we might actually get canceled.
Yeah.
Because it just kind of went a little off the rails. But the show that really made me think we would get canceled was the season two. We did a spring break show and we were all drinking and we were playing Never Have I Ever.
Yes.
And that Never Have I Ever game, like if you go back and listen to that episode, listen to it, don't watch it because it was all over the place. Yeah. But I feel like that Never Have I Ever, I was like, we're going to get canceled. Like somebody is going to report this podcast because it was like the most random, inappropriate. Yeah. I don't know. That was the one that I thought we were going to cancel between Aisha and that. And that wasn't too, that was like the same season. So I was like, oh man.
Yeah. What'd you think, Shay?
Yeah, I agree with both of those. Like, Aisha, we kind of got a little raunchy in that conversation and things we were trying. And And then, like she said, the other one, we were a little tipsy.
just with our one adult beverage.
Yeah. And a little too honest. Because some of them secrets I'm taking to my grave. Yeah, I'm never admitting them again.
Well, it's on the air now. Mm-hmm. You know, we're the
well, yeah, if they find it, they find it.
Right.
Until then. I'm innocent.
And I think it was it was like right after the episode that my oldest child, who was an adult at the moment, like he was 18. He was like, oh, you're on a podcast. Like, should I listen? I'm like, if you want to learn some things about your mom that you probably don't want to know, I wouldn't recommend that one. No. Yeah.
So he didn't. Yeah, definitely the Asian one for me. Because it was, I think because we were discussing something that is so taboo to some people, and we were discussing it live on air for the whole world to see and to listen to. But I also feel like it was very educational, though.
It was very educational. We don't think it was anything that had to do with the guest. She was phenomenal.
She was amazing. And she kept it very professional. But it was a topic that I feel like, or maybe we feel like that, like, we just came out the gate with that. Like, we was there early on in the show. We was like, damn, here you go. Talk about
Definitely should have had our viewers to get their permission. Should have slipped
that. Absolutely. Yes,
we should have.
Like, we should have asked for consent before we did that. So I think that one, and I don't know if I should talk about it, but I'm going to talk about it.
Are you going to talk about it?
I feel like the one guest that we had that was making the sexual innuendo jokes.
Oh, yeah.
It was like, what is happening here?
Yeah.
So we had to like nip that in the bud real quick. And I definitely felt like I was like, I think we may get into a lot of trouble for this. So
if you want to know which episode that was, you have to go listen to all five seasons.
Yeah, you got to go listen to all five seasons.
Because we're not going to tell you.
We're not going to tell you. Yeah, but I think that was one where like, I was like, oh yeah, we definitely need to put some things in place. Yeah.
And we have. That's the evolvement of my talk.
Absolutely, yeah. But yeah, that show, the Aisha show, and yeah, definitely the Spring Break show. That Spring Break show was very Spring Breaky.
We were having a full because we had Tanae the bartender.
I was about to say this when we had.
She was making drinks. We were having our one adult beverage.
Is that when I had that the one I'm not supposed to have?
I think so.
I think that was the one.
No.
Oh, that was she came back in the second time.
I made that drink. You had the that was when we had the drunk on sun.
Oh, okay.
Because it was a hurricane and I had vodka in it.
Oh yeah.
And then we went out after. Yeah, it was that show.
Not a good time.
Because I remember Shay was out for that one and she was not at the
That was not a good time.
So. I've learned.
Well, there's that. Well, to get a little bit deep.
Tonight, before we do that, can I ask one more question as deep?
Yes.
If you had to pick one season and one season only that you were going to go and you were going to listen from top to bottom, what would that season be and why?
Listen to?
The only season you're allowed to listen to or watch.
Oh, I'm going to say because the difference between
listen and watch. Okay, watch, listen to, be a part. What was your favorite season? The one that you're only allowed to pick one.
Oh, man. My favorite season would probably have been... either season 2 or I would say season 4 last season.
Okay.
Just because season 2, like, we were coming with the heavy hitters. Like, that was like, I mean, we always do, but that was when we almost got canceled. And you know me, I love some raunchy shit. But to like watch, I would say season 4 because you can see the growth, you can see the confidence, you can see the show flow so much better. We're not talking over each other. There's segments going. Like season 4 was like, oh, okay, this is not a well-oiled machine. I think season 3, like we finally like.
You have to pick one.
It's hard. Like season 3 was like it clicked, but season 4 was like.
We're listening to his whole thought process.
I'm sorry.
Pick one.
Season. Oh, damn it. Well, the kids be saying 6-7, so let's say 2-4.
That's okay. No.
You can't
two or two or four. Which one?
I'm gonna say 4, just because of growth.
Okay,
I'm gonna say 4.
Share name. What you got?
I'm gonna say 2. Like everything you pointed out about 2 is definitely my favorite.
Yeah. What about you?
Mine was 3. I think that season 3 is because season two was fun, and when you see all of our guest recap.
Yeah.
We had the most guests on season 2.
We did.
Like it is an insane amount of guests, which was so much fun. But I thought season 3 was when we finally got our shit together. Like because we finally figured out in a camera angle where you could actually see people. Wasn't the greatest, but we were like going through that. We figured out sounds and mics. And I just thought all the guests we had on that season, and not even when we didn't have guests on, I thought all the shows were super fun.
Yeah.
I'm more of a lighthearted person. So when we were, you know, having fun, laughing, joking, the guests that you would never think would come in and play our fun games and laugh and joke did.
Yeah.
So that was the season that we got to interview Charles Wright, the R&B legend, which was super cool.
Oh, that was really dope.
Yeah. So I just thought that season for me was mine.
Yeah. And shout out to Raya, man, for
one of our past guests. She said, hey, friends, happy anniversary. Shout out to Raya Love. If you have not tapped in with her with the skincare line, make sure you go check out Ray of Beauty.
And on the hashtag.
Right to now.
She needs the hashtag.
Yes, now. And Raya, use the hashtag. You see at the bottom of the screen. Scrolling, use hashtag MudTalk5 to enter into the raffle for some free MudTalk merch. Yes. So make sure you use that hashtag, boo, because we're going to put you in this raffle.
And also, I was noticing my skin is looking phenomenal right now.
Yes.
And it is 125 million percent due to Raya's skincare line.
Absolutely.
Go check it out. It is changing my skin's life.
I need some more liquid gold.
Me too.
Yes.
I actually hit up her amazing Black Friday sale and I have stocked myself. And I actually gave it out to some people for Christmas as well. So.
Well, damn. You ain't give me none.
Me?
What'd you get me for Christmas?
My friendship.
I got you some lottery tickets and I got you some gas cards. You guys got that.
I didn't get either one of those. Well, I did get some good margaritas though.
Yes, you did.
That time I was had. That's probably why I'm fasting now.
I'm sorry. It said double strength.
It was 20% alcohol.
I know it said double strength.
That's crazy.
But anyway, going back to that, Raya, amazing skincare line, Raya Beauty, go check her out because it is, and this is, we don't get paid for this. This is literally just me. She came on the show, she gave us some samples, and I am not going to go back to doing anything different. So, Ray, you got to stay in business forever and always.
Yes, and you're going to stay in business because of us forever. Okay, because we're going to promote the hell out of you and we're going to support the hell out of you.
Yep.
So, yes, but make sure you put that hashtag so you can get some merch.
Yes.
So, she said, yes. She said, yes, Amy stocked up on the Ray of Beauty Skincare hashtag MudTalk5. That's what I'm talking
about. Do I get the favorite MudTalk host of the year from Miss Ray Love? I feel like I should.
Well, I don't know because, you know, Raya got into that Black Gala now. So that's what I'm saying because, you know, somebody.
Did that Black Gala buy her products?
I don't know. She probably got a lot of clientele, though, and she ate really good at the gala. And we made a lot of connects, too.
It's so fine. Just Raya, it's fine.
I'm being a hater. An open hater.
I mean,
if you're going to be a hater, at least be open about it.
It's fine.
I'm just saying. So, all right, before we get into anything else, Ms. Amy, you want to get into another throwback with?
Throwback number three. Let's watch it.
All right, let's get into it. Keep it locked, y'all. Don't go nowhere.
My knees don't do that.
What do your knees do? Can you let us know and the audience know what your knees do?
Not what she did. I mean, there was a lot of dropping. My knees have some. She did it for a long time. My knees
Amy
don't
said
have
you're
that.
You're only going to get the 10 seconds that the song you're gonna requires.
You're going to get the 10 seconds. I mean, if I could take a break, I could do I could do 10 second increments.
Are you like, can I stand up?
I can stand up and then I can drop it back down. I mean, I don't even need to stand up as long as I could like drop down to my knees and then lift it back up.
Drop down and
lift it up.
Okay.
I could do that.
Oh, like hydraulics. Oh.
Yeah, if I could have some hydraulic knees.
Okay.
Ooh.
Then
Okay. So we'll put you on a thirst trapping segment as well.
My hydraulic knees. Why do I feel like this thirst trap is going to be like slow-mo videos of me working out horribly? Oh my God.
With your hydraulic knees.
My hydraulic knees.
Oh, I love that. God,
I need
too.
That. I mean, I'm getting close to Adina Howard's age, so I feel like I need something.
Yeah.
And again, with me, I don't have that mindset of competition.
Yeah.
I want everybody to win. And hopefully they don't think of me like competition because I'm not. If everyone started to work together, you get a lot farther than you do by working on your own.
Absolutely.
Again, with your podcast, you take three of you guys come together and you get a bigger audience. It's just how it works, you know? And if you are a solo person getting that view, that's a blessing that you are able to be on your own. But whether you have 10,000 followers, 5,000, 2,000, if there's something that you think that I could do to help you, I would be happy to help you.
Yeah,
I'm not going to do it all for you, but I definitely will give you some tips and tricks to give you the route that I took.
Yeah.
But consistency is key with anything you do. So if you want my help, you have to really be about it. Don't waste my time and ask me what I did to get here. And what I did to get here was I never gave up, and I kept pursuing. Consistency is key. Like I said, that's the primary. And anything, working out, this podcast, you guys meet up and do it consistently. Mm-hmm. Content is the same way. Consistency.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody ain't Chris Brown.
That's true.
Chris Brown can have a clean slate, learn the choreography.
Chris Brown, that man can dance in some gray sweatpants. That's all I have to say. I will tell you what.
I've been to plenty of concerts, and I will say, hands down, this past concert, I just went to Chris Brown's concert in Boston, literally right after Boston won the NBA Finals, and he had a concert
right out there. And it was the best concert I've been to.
Yeah.
And I've been to, I mean, name them. I've been to plenty of concerts. It's the best concert I've ever been to. That man is an amazing performer. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. He is amazing. And he
makes
it,
well, he makes choreo look so easy, too, because it's definitely not.
Because I feel like I could just Chris Brown it up,
man,
minus the sweatpants and all the other goods.
Look, once upon a time.
All right, y'all, that was some more throwback clips from some past guests that we've had. Shout out to Trey Berry, man, for dropping gems, man. I absolutely love Trey because he is so good at what he does when it comes to social media content, and he does not gatekeep when it comes to information and to help. But the thing is, you have to reach out to him for help because ain't nobody going to do the work for you. So if you are trying to really do the social media game and really take off of that, hit up Trey Berry, man. He is really dope, and he wants to see everybody succeed. So shout out to him.
Follow all of his pages, and he's got some good content too. I really enjoy watching. Some of it's funny, and some of it's very insightful. And
absolutely,
you know, lots of gems all the time.
Yes, and he does amazing content. Whether it's just like content in Toledo, he does workout content.
Man, the way he works out makes me feel like I could lift a house.
Man,
I can't, but it makes me feel like I could.
I'm trying to lift a house instead of being as big as a house, but you know,
you're not as big as
I'm not. I'm no longer
the evolution of your big T's back. You forgot about that.
I am no longer a house now. I'm like a nice little apartment,
a little studio, a little cabin.
Yeah, you know, a cabin.
She said a cabin. I gave you a studio. She said cabin.
A cabin is bigger than a house.
She said a log cabin at that.
Oh, damn. Well, Trey, I'm going to come work out with you because I'm looking like a log cabin.
I said studio.
Studio apartment. Yes, that's Jesus Christ. At least can I be a two-bedroom townhome?
It's a log cabin with three floors and a hot tub out back.
Watch the cabinets out and what's that? Pigeon forge.
Yes. Right on the side of a mountain.
Oh, God. Jesus. Rhea says, Miss Amy, what them knees do?
Hey, you know.
Hydraulic knees.
I wish I had those hydraulics. My knees can do what they need to do when they need to do it.
Yeah.
But those hydraulics would really, they'd really up my game.
Oh, Lord. That's funny. All right. So before we get into these questions again, we want to say thank you to everybody who's been tuning in and tapping into the show over the last 5 years. Yes. We appreciate you guys so much. Not only do we appreciate people who listen and tap in, but people who invite us out to community events.
Yeah.
And shout out to Shawanda Clark, who, you know, invited us out as media for her amazing birthday celebration. Mm-hmm. And we got to meet the Nook from the Shy. Mm-hmm. We got to interview Bobby Storm and just really make some amazing connects. So shout out to her. Shout out to RC and also a Service Heart for being not only sponsors of Mud Talk, but inviting us to our, like, our first big
press pass. Like, it's hanging on my mirror. I feel like I'm 15 because I just have it, like, hanging on my
mirror. I'm collecting them all like Pokemon.
Me too.
Yes. But, yeah, we got to go to Gospel and Green, man. That was super dope to do that.
I got to use that press pass when someone said, you can't be back here. Yeah. I was like, I have a press pass.
Yeah, you got real press pass.
I was like, it's right here.
She got real official.
I was like, it's on stage. Like, I was so excited.
You did a great job with those pictures.
Thank you. And shout out to, of course, we got to shout out the Alphas, man. They always invite us every year to the Alpha Phi Alpha Martin Luther King Scholarship Breakfast. And they always invite us out to come and interview people and interview
all their
events and the people are being honored and things like that. So shout out to Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated. And just shout out to anybody who has always invited us out to community events. Yeah. And I cannot forget this. I completely forgot to say this when we're doing our intro things. We have to shout out Shawanda's husband, John Clark.
Yes.
He is a phenomenon.
Yeah.
He is the one who did the theme song for Mud Talk. And so the theme song that you hear every time that the show starts, he did our theme song. He did that for us about, what, 4 years ago?
It was when we transitioned to that new...
Yeah. So shout out to him, man. Without him, we would not have the branding that we have, the sound that we have, you know, so shout out to him for that. We have to say shout out to Phil Dunston, who did our logo, our second Mud Talk logo. That was a long process. That was the first time that we've been a part of like an actual professional logo, you know, graphic designer process. Yeah. To have somebody sit down and say, what's your vision? Here are these colors. This is the mood board. This is this. Like, I thought it was going to be like, you just pull that stuff up on ChatGPT.
Right, like, go through this. It's like a mugshot book. Yeah. Like, go through this book. Tell me what it looks like. That's not how it works.
It was not like that at all. It was like, okay, Mud Talk podcast. Like, when you think of Mud Talk, like, what does it represent? What does it mean? And it was a whole process. I'm pretty sure I started talking with him about the logo in July or June. And the process wasn't done till like August.
Yeah,
it had to be done like right before we were coming back for that.
We did that because we had the new song, we had the new logo. Yeah. And shout out to Akira for making the first logo.
Absolutely, shout out to Akira for making our throwback logo. Mm-hmm. That was our first logo that we used on merch. It's still available on the throwback merch store, so you can get that. But yeah, shout out to everybody who has just made Mud Talk what it is today. We truly appreciate
you. We can't forget Craig. Shout out to the Sharp and Grits gala. That was really dope.
That was good too. Yeah, that was a good
time. We all look good. We dressed up. Yeah. You know, we had our press passes.
Of course.
We didn't have a press pass. We had to give him a hard time.
Yeah.
Oh, I had one. I don't know.
He gave you a card, a press pass? Because he didn't give us one.
I didn't have a press pass.
He said we didn't need one. Maybe he thought you needed one. I don't know.
Maybe we weren't a press pass.
Yeah, that's what he said. That's what he tried to tell me. I said, next year I want an actual.
Laminated press pass.
It's not laminated. It doesn't count.
It doesn't count.
You hold a lanyard too, yeah.
Don't give me no paper press pass, no. Craig, because it's going to get all wilted up and
when I hang a badge. It's a badge. Like a sheriff's badge.
Yes. It'll say press.
Reyes said, I'm still dreaming about that pasta and the chicken and waffles from Shrimp and Grits. Absolutely, yes.
Me too. Whoever that chef is or whoever created that recipe, come on here and bring me some.
Yeah, let us
do it. It was so good.
But do it after my fast is over.
Yeah, not now.
Yeah, not now. Come when we come back in February.
Yeah.
We can get some. Mm-hmm. Yes. So my other question for you guys is, how has Mud Talk changed you in the 5 years that we've been on air?
For me, I can say it's definitely made me come out of my shell, and I'm more comfortable speaking with and in front of people. Yeah. So for me, that's how I've evolved.
Yeah.
And you can definitely see it too. Like we were talking about that when we watched the first step, how both of you sounded so nervous and so shy, and especially Shay was so shy. And you
feel so weak when she went to the side and she was like
trying to hide,
but like we can see you.
Yes. But you can see the confidence and how it's changed and grown, and that's really...
Yeah. What about you?
Two things. One thing was kind of I like Shay, always have hated the way that I sound. I was very, very self... I mean, we spent seasons trying to hide my fupa.
Yes.
And we still are hiding it under this table. But, like, I just was very self-conscious, like, on video, the way that I sound. And I've gotten a lot more comfortable. I've gotten a lot more comfortable, like, when we were talking about at the shrimp or at Shawanda's event. I talked about this in a previous show. I really wanted to interview. I saw Nook was going to be there. He's my favorite actor. And previous to podcast Amy would have hidden in the corner and never said a word.
Yeah.
Podcast Amy was like, can I interview you? And it was just one of those, like, that would have never happened 5 years ago.
Yeah.
So that was like my minor one. I think my major one that Mud Talk has changed me is it has opened up my entire life.
Yeah.
I the people that we have interviewed, and when we go through our guest video, like I was going back and every single one of those people, I would say that I feel like I could literally inbox them right now and they would have my back. And those are people that I would have never crossed paths with them in my life had this not become a thing.
Yeah.
Because the people that we've had as guests, the people that were like, are your friends and family are now my friends and family.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, it's opened up an entire world. It's opened up a family. It's opened up new friendships. It's opened up a whole lot of things I would have never had without Mud Talk.
Yeah. I love that. I think for me, like how Mud Talk has impacted me is, it's really made me go and get it. And what I mean is, like, so when I had my after school program, I mean, I'm going to just toot my own horn. It was a pretty damn good program. And so, and so because of that, I never really had to work for it because the clientele came to me. Like, people were like, I've heard about your program. Can you sign my kid up? Do this and do that. But they were Mud Talk gang. They was like, we ain't never heard of that shit before. Like, so like, I really had to like get on the grind to be like, oh, wow. Like, I'm so used to it just falling in my lap. And now, like, I really have to go and get, like, our guests and get sponsors. And we, like, it really made me go and, like, really get into my bag and really hustle and be like, okay, like, oh, Ty, like this is a new lane because you're building something that nobody has ever heard before.
Right. So, like from the ground up.
Yeah. From the ground up. Yeah.
And now our names is spoken in rooms we haven't even stepped foot right. in.
So Hello. There we go.
That's, you know, a big.
We walk in places and people are like, oh, you're Miss Amy from Mudge Talk, or you're Sharon. And I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah.
You know,
like, oh, I know you. Like,
by the time that I was sitting at the bar and somebody was talking about Mudge Talk, and I'm like sitting right there at the bar, but they didn't see me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, are they talking about Mudge Talk? Yeah. Like, they're talking about us. And I was like, hi, I'm on Mudge Talk. And then the one girl that was at the bar, she's like, I know I saw you when you walked in, but the other person hadn't seen us. So I was like, that was crazy.
Yeah. I think the other thing for me too was, is really, allow me to use a lot of talents that I've been wanting to either use that I've had inside of me but didn't know how to use them, or also just go and learn things that I've always wanted to learn. So as far as like audio recording, editing and designing and you know, all these things, like I've always wanted to do those things, but I never knew how to do them. You know what I'm saying? And I was kind of grateful that like once we transitioned from those studios, like we had to start doing our own thing.
Yeah.
And so, but those were things that I've always wanted to do.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, I don't have no choice but to learn how to do it now, because otherwise it would be no show.
Yeah.
So really just like doing that, but it also allowed me to use talents that I've been dreaming of using for years. I've always wanted to be on the radio and interview people and mic and things like that.
Yes.
So like to now like have our own platform and doing it, I love it.
I can say the same with photography. Like I've always wanted to get back into it, but Mud Talk gave me that push and that purpose.
Yeah.
And that's what I need
to do that.
So.
Yeah. And I feel like for me, well, first of all, I never wanted to set up equipment, never thought in my life I would have been setting up equipment.
Yeah.
But as I was plugging in mics today, I was like, why do I know how to do this automatically? This is not even real life.
I saw you when you started grabbing something. I was like, oh, okay, well, do your big one.
Well, and you know, my moment was like all the things that I learned here. I was a guest on Mo Wilson's podcast, Keeping It Real with Mo. And we had went to a podcast studio space and nothing was set up.
Yeah.
And I was like, I got this. And I set the whole thing up. We got on the podcast streaming site.
Yeah.
Set it, and I was like, I really know how to do this. Like, I actually learned this. But that's actually not what I was going to say. I was going to say that the editing and the photo have actually impacted my life and my career.
Yeah.
So, like, as an educator, the things that I'm doing here with, like, editing videos, as I was going through our clips today, I found videos I've been making for my classroom.
Yeah.
And I've been trying to make my education and my class lessons more interesting using the video editing and using the, you know, like, the Canva software and things I would have I was not doing before.
Yeah.
It's just made my life easier as an educator.
And too. I do the same thing, like, even in my class. I'm like, I'm always thinking, like, how can I do a podcast project with this?
Yeah.
So like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just think of those different things.
Yeah.
So, and like you said, like using the tools that we have. And it's so crazy how technology evolves. When we first started, like none of this stuff was a thing. Like all the editing software and stuff that we use, like when we first started 5 years ago, there was like no CapCut.
No.
And like TikTok had just came out, but it was just like for dancing and stuff like that.
No so chat GPT.
No chat GPT.
That
no
one.
Chat what?
Wait.
GPT.
GPT. There it is. Say it real slow.
She's ChatGPT.
ChatGPT. That's gonna be the next thing that comes out. You better brand that right now. I got some ChatGPT.
I got some ChatGPT.
ChatGPT. Oh my lord. Okay.
But yes, man, technology has come a long way and it has helped us so much, and we use it in our everyday life. And so that's, I feel like we've evolved so much because of that. But no, seriously, the show has impacted my life in a lot of ways. And, you know, I love coming here and being around my Mud Talk family. And I just love the way that, like, we support each other, not even just with Mud Talk, but just in general.
Everything.
Like,
when
we're going through something, we're always reaching out and saying, hey, do you need anything?
Mm-hmm.
If somebody has an event going on, like Craig, we gonna show up and do it. You know what I'm saying? If someone says, hey, I can't be here, we like, hey, don't worry about it. We got you. Like, we, like, it's so crazy because we were on Eric Chase's podcast. Shout out to Eric Chase. He asked us, like, basically, like, is this a front? And we're like, no, like, this is how we are, like, in real life. Like, we are real friends in real life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Because I think the question he had asked us was, is like, are you guys really as close as you are? Are you just coming in and pretending? Or like, do you actually beef behind the scenes? And what do you beef about? And we're like, nothing really.
Yeah.
I mean, we are, I mean, obviously, we're like a family.
Yeah.
So there are times just like a family, you're going to get grumpy sometimes, but ultimately, we're friends and we care about each other like family.
And I mean, it's not necessarily a beef, but sometimes we may disagree about things that happen on the show, or like, we don't feel like the show should flow like this, or let's do that and do that. Or, you know what I'm saying? We have those moments, but I do feel like because we've been doing this for so long that like,
we haven't really had those mm-hmm. moments where we disagree like what we did in the earlier seasons, because
yeah.
we had to learn just how to groove with each other.
And I think we did it well. The fact that we made it through that, because that could have been difficult.
It could have been a Jess Hilarious and Lone Lorenzo situation on the Breakfast Club.
No, it wasn't.
But it wasn't.
No Jess Hilarious is
here. No Jess Hilarious is here. So, but yeah, no, but yeah, Mud Talk has definitely impacted my life in a lot of ways. And so with that, what do you guys predict for Mud Talk in the next 5 years? What do y'all think is going to be our big one? Which I think
is going to happen. Maybe get our own radio show. That would be so dope.
That would be.
Even if it was just like one day a week.
Yeah. Okay? Yeah. Just so or like the weekends. We could do like a Saturday evening show.
Yeah.
Weekends with Mud Talk.
Yeah, we've been really good with
making it happen.
Yeah, make it happen. We've been really good with getting our radio words together too.
Because
it's a different the FCC patrols the radio a little more than they do our podcast.
Yeah, we have to get that together.
And we have. We've done that.
Who do you think has the pottiest mouth?
It's me.
I don't know. It depends on the show, honestly. Yeah. I think it depends on the show, what our topic is. I think you don't cuss a ton.
No. Cuss.
Sometimes every once in a while you'll cuss a few.
Yeah. And I'm about to say, because you definitely did when we had the FYF that one day.
No.
It
was like F and then F this and F that.
I thought she was about to drop a mixtape.
Yeah. we could drop a mixtape out of that. Like we could just like mix that up.
Just mix that up.
All right. You feeling like we in the studio?
I think it's a toss-up between me and Big T. I think it depends on the show.
It depends on the show, but I'm usually the one who will cuss first.
Yes, yes.
I just love a good cuss word. Yeah. Cuss words are sentence enhancers. That's what I love.
I love the educator way you said that. Like,
yeah, sentence enhancer. They just add a little bit of logic.
I can't wait until one of your children in your classroom gets caught cussing, and they turn around, they're like, it's a sentence enhancer.
Oh, they already
but so if you went off on them and they're just like, oh, it's a sentence enhancer, you wouldn't get them in trouble.
I mean, like it depends on the context. Like,
it's all about
was it needed? Because sometimes you just need to. Sometimes you just gotta add that cuss word to emphasize your point.
You have to.
Yeah.
Like, it's a difference between cussing and cussing at someone.
For sure.
Yes. Yeah. Like, I'm not cussing at you, but I need you to feel me.
I am not a cusser outer. Yeah. I don't usually cuss people out.
I mean, I don't cuss people out, but I will say it in this, because I might, for instance, you can say like, that cornbread was nasty, but if you really like it,
it's nasty as
that nasty ass cornbread.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I think you're saying nasty as F.
That's what I thought.
No, you'd be like, I ain't eating that nasty ass cornbread, so that lets you know, like, oh, that's nasty.
You had to add the extra adjective. Ax is an adjective at that point.
Yeah, it is.
That's like describing the cornbread.
Yeah, that's adjective. I love
it. Look at us teaching people vocab.
Teaching vocab with your cuss words. Yeah, I think for me, what I predict for Mud Talk in the next 5 years, for me, it's a radio show. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like, you know, like to have someone who has been working on radio for years say, if I could, I would put this on the radio
right now.
Yeah.
Right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's to me, that was all I needed to know. Like, what we have, that needs to be the next goal. And then we can manifest that.
Yeah.
And I mean, Eric Chase has been working radio for years.
Yeah.
And so to have him
put on multiple platforms, like different stations, different type genres and things like that.
Absolutely.
As well.
And so for someone who does radio to say, I will put you on the radio right now. Hey man, it's nothing but up from here.
Well,
so.
and B Wills on that clip that we watched, he's on the radio as well, saying that this is different.
Yeah,
I've been on thousands of podcasts locally and beyond, and this is different. I mean, it's here.
Yeah.
I think we're ready to take that.
Yeah, we is. And I mean, if we had Tisha Lee was on the show too, mm-hmm. she even said the same thing. She was like, this was entertaining. She's like, this right here. She's like, you guys got this.
Mm-hmm.
So I love that for us. So that's definitely what I predict in the next 5 years. That Mud Talk, we're gonna be on somebody radio, but we still gonna be doing the podcast stuff, because you know we gotta get it out. You know what I'm saying? We gotta give you the After Dark stuff. But the radio part, we'll be Mud Talk in the morning.
We'll just be Mud Talk in the morning, then Mud Talk after dark.
You know? So we can be Mud Talk on the weekends.
I think in 5 years, even before the radio, or maybe during radio, I can definitely see bigger and bigger named guests coming through. And we love all of our local guests, and I adore every one of them, but I can also see some, I don't know how to say, more nationally known.
Yeah, because we do have a national audience.
Yes, just guests coming through and wanting, people want to be on the show. Absolutely. And we want you on the show. So if you want to be on the show, let us know.
Come be a guest on the show.
That was so Dr. Seuss. We didn't hear that. I could have made a mixtape out of that.
I eat great eggs and ham.
So let's do our let's move from that to our guest. No, we're doing this.
Oh, one, the thing. Oh yeah. Let's take our guest.
So this is basically what I did is I put together, and I need to preface something real quick.
Yeah.
I did not want to voice over this whole thing, so I let AI do it. if your name is pronounced wrong, I'm sorry. It was AI, not me. But this is a clip of every single
EBT.
And if I it was chat EBT, not the other one. It was the EBT chat. Yes. If I forgot you, we love you, and I'm so sorry. I literally went through every episode, and I think I got a degree though. I did. But every single guest that we've had from episode one, mostly in order.
Okay.
So here we go.
All right, let's get into it. So keep it locked, y'all. We'll be right back here on Mud Talk. So don't go nowhere.
Of the Mud Talk podcast. Season 1. Tiara Armstrong confidence coach. Rihanna Yvette celebrity stylist. Miss Amy relationship coach. Shawanda Spida Clark singer and actress. The Nightheart hip hop artist and entrepreneur. Rob Paisker real estate agent and entrepreneur. Breezy Toledo's own DJ. Rocky Da hip-hop artist and community advocate. Ruth Leonard educator and advocate. Jasmine Pope mental health professional. Shan Diggs R&B artist. Season 2. Unique Johnson author and advocate. Vic Terry musician. Van Nuys Williams councilwoman. Aisha Walton intimacy coach. Tracy Haynes R&B artist and entrepreneur. Julius Darrington music producer and A&R director. Dedrick Refugee former Harlem Globetrotter. Tashara B community advocate. Randall Parker Bishop and school board member. CJ De Niro hip hop artist. Leticia Holmes financial advocate. Chuko hip hop artist. Anthony Solo Jackson model and entertainer. Greg Lassane nurse and mental health advocate. Cecil Holston mental health professional. Blair Johnson entrepreneur and community advocate. Jamal Aoussi Grammy winning music producer. Tisha Lee radio personality and educator. Dr. Romulus Durant school superintendent. Michael Allen Jr. and Josh Porter business owners and entrepreneurs. Deputy Sheriff Ralph Green school resource officer. CNN Mikey recording artist. Tanai bartender. Season 3. Craig Burney business owner and entrepreneur. Dre Ware professional boxer. Sean Strong community leader. Charles Wright R&B legend and author. Mont Rice Hear Me Terry event host and community advocate. Patrick McCarthy, community member. V3 on entrepreneur and clothing designer. Kiara Bird mental health professional. Trisha Alexander, community member. T. Cole and the Drunk Unks podcast host, educator, and author. Brianne Ball, military veteran. Dr. Kelvin and Dr. Tashley Burney, school administrators. Lexi Sims, business owner and community advocate. Season 4. Lil D radio host and author. Anitra Cherry R&B artist. John T. Williams choreographer / dancer and influencer. Trey Berry content creator and influencer. Chris Rayford tattoo artist and entrepreneur. Safana Harris community advocate. Sean Mahone community leader. Raya Love licensed esthetician and business owner. M.O. Wilson podcast host. Miss Diva Nay comedian and entertainer. Akira Miller cannabis ambassador. Rob R.C. Campbell business owner and musician. Season 5. Darius Coleman gospel artist. Tiffany Campbell Fryer gospel artist. Kimberly Scribner school leader and educator. Bobby Storm gospel artist. Cortez Smith actor and entrepreneur. Chanel Phoenix educator and community leader.
All right, we are back here on Mud Talk. As you can see, we've had a lot of guests over the 5 years.
Oh, I just realized I did accidentally it clipped out V-Wills.
Oh, man.
But he got clips. So.
Yes. So shout out to all of our guests we've had from season 1 to season 5. We've had so many guests, and I'm glad that you did that because some of them was like, oh, so wow. Right?
Yeah. They're like, wait, that show.
Yeah. And then when you were like, what was your favorite show? And I'm like, damn it, I knew I should have picked that one.
Yeah. So would you go back? Would you repick one?
I would. My favorite show was the one with CJ De Niro. And the reason why I would say that was because he drove all the way from Cincinnati to be on Mud Talk. So anybody who's willing to drive, 3 hours?
Yeah.
To come be on Mud Talk, you know we got to be the hottest podcast around. That's all I got to say.
And he not only did the hip hop artist, but he also has a food truck and he does a lot of food. And I say that because talking about being able to like hit up any one of them. I was in Cincinnati with my son. I needed a restaurant.
Yeah.
I like text him like, hey, I need a restaurant in Cincinnati. And he got right back to me and was like, go here. And it was really helpful. So I appreciated that about him.
What about you?
Do you have another one?
No.
She's like, I think my favorite, I am not going to take away any of the ones I had before, but to add was when we had Sean and Mikey, because he is a former student of mine. And so for me, I love full circle moments when I get to go see my former students living their big kid lives and being super successful. And the fact that he got to sign with his like favorite artist, Polo G, the fact that he gets to go live out in his house and record music and live his dream. And I got to hear all about it. That one meant a lot to me.
Yeah. It's so funny because since we're talking about shouting out people, we got to shout out our amazing fans and listeners and viewers, because I was looking at the numbers today, and over our last 5 years, we have hit over 20,000 views on Facebook over our YouTube channel. So shout out to everybody who's always watching the show over the last 5 years. And we've hit almost 6,000 streams on our digital streams. Yep. So whether you listen to us on Apple Podcasts or Sirius XM Radio, iHeartRadio, wherever you stream your podcast, we're all to almost 6,000 streams. So that is pretty good in my eyes, because I mean, you know, to go from, you know, just being like this small podcast to now on a local and national and global stage is really amazing, man. Because how many podcasts can say they've been around for 5 years?
Yeah.
That's all I got to say.
Or have people watching in Russia at 2 a.m.
There's that too. Yeah. Actually, you know what I was looking at today?
Yeah.
Look at this. So you want to know what our top country was that has been listening to the show?
I do.
You're going to love this.
Uh-oh.
Look, I'm going to show you.
Is it something nasty?
No, it's not something nasty. We actually love these people. I mean, we love them now. I mean, we loved them before, but we really love them now.
We love them now.
But we want to shout out our amazing people who continue to listen to us in these following states. Our number one country right now is Singapore.
Singapore.
Yeah. Shout out to all the people in Singapore who listen to Mud Talk podcast.
What's the language in Singapore?
I don't know.
I wish I knew. I could say hi or something.
Yeah. Let's ask ChatGPT.
Why don't you ask ChatBET for that one? Okay.
But in the meantime, shout out to Singapore. Shout out, of course, to Toledo, Ashburn, Detroit, Akron, Mansfield, Dearborn Heights, Cleveland, Fremont, Columbus, Dallas, Sandusky, Chicago, Holland, LA, Cambodia, Napoleon, New Zealand, Ghana, Brazil, Miami, Cincinnati, Canada.
What in the world is that? Suvani?
I don't know. Suwannee?
Suwannee?
Suwannee.
Suwannee?
I'm going to hope this sounds like Ohio. Russia, Slovakia, Philippines, Cameroon, the UK, Austria, and the list just keeps going on.
Yeah,
so Belgium. Shout out to all of our amazing people.
Maybe they listen to all the and they have waffles there, right?
Belgium. Yeah. So shout out to our amazing people who tune in and tap with us.
But shout out to Singapore.
Yeah, shout out to Singapore, man. They love us.
They get the gold sticker of the day.
They sure do.
Okay, so they speak English, Malay, Mandarin, and Tamil.
Oh, it just depends. Oh,
okay, well,
that's lit.
You didn't ask how to say hi in Malay. She said that's
Oh, my goodness.
That's what's up. So, do we have any fan shout outs? Want to do any fan shout outs? Any shout outs in general?
Shout out to all our fans.
Yeah.
Like I said earlier, they're the ones that keep us going. So,
yes.
One of my favorite things that I to shout out to anybody that's bought our merch and wears it out. I love it when I go out and I see people. I always like take a selfie or take pictures of them.
Yeah.
When I was like when we had the big ass game day and people all like were wearing their merch. And then when we had our anniversary celebration. I think it was the second or third year anniversary.
Yeah,
at the office. Yeah, and everybody office. There had their gear on.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, and for your birthday that one year, people were wearing it. Yeah. So shout out to everybody who gets the merch. Like, you've spent your hard-earned money to represent our brand. And we 100% appreciate that. Absolutely. And we love that people are supporting us to the point where they're wearing our merch and walking around.
I love that. I want to say shout out to all of my Rise and Shine family, man. So I've been at Rise and Shine for a total of 4 years. We've been on the podcast for 5. And I can tell you the way that they just loved on me when I told them about the podcast. They have supported this show ever since I told them about it. I remember when we did our second anniversary show and we had the merch. Oh, no, it was the third one. Might have been the second or third. And everybody at the school who had merch, they wore the merch that day. And that just truly made me so happy. And they just that just let me know that we're family. So shout out, like I said, to CL Style. Shout out to Dr. Bernie and Dr. Taz. Shout out to Miss Clarissa. Shout out to all of my Rise and Shine people. I truly love y'all. Appreciate you guys. And if you are looking for a school to come to, come to Rise and Shine Academy. There's a lot of transitions and things happening right now in the educational world. Mm-hmm. A lot of uncertainty happening when it comes to schooling and education and schools being open. If they're not going to be open 4 day week, 5 day week, whatever's going on. I can tell you right now, Rise and Shine Academy, your kid is going to learn the best. So if you are looking for amazing school from preschool to sixth grade, Rise and Shine Academy is where you need to come. 3248 Warsaw is where you need to be. Just because we in the hood don't mean we ain't good. And that's all I got to say.
Is that the slogan that you put on T-shirts?
No, it's not. Our slogan is actually rise to your highest. No, shine. What is it? Rise and shine to your highest potential.
I feel like if just because we're in the hood doesn't mean we ain't good. I think that should be like underneath that.
Yes, that's actually what I said on the 4-9 Grind Morning Show. So, but I think that's an amazing slogan to say. Just because we in the hood don't mean we ain't good. So yes, if you're looking for a school to send your kid to from preschool to sixth grade, bring your kid to Rise and Shine Academy. Enrollment is open right now. So, with schools doing a whole bunch of moving around and opening and closing, just come on over to the hood, man. We all good. That's all I got to say with that.
So. I just want to also shout out all of our friends that are at the office.
Yes.
The office is where the whole concept kind of, all of our good ideas happen there. But the support from the people that go there, and anytime we walk in after a show, it's always like, hey, did you have a show today? How'd it go? Yeah. Like, it just the overwhelming love and support for the people that are there and support us. So, shout out to them.
Mm-hmm. And shout out to, all of our family and friends that's watched the show. Shout out to my best friend, Trisha. Shout out to my friend, Austin, who watches the show. Shout out to my friend, Candy. Shout out to Marva. Just shout out to everybody, my people, my mom. Just everybody who supports the show. Man. Of course, our people at the office, man.
Shout out to Greg.
Yeah, shout out to Greg.
He's been my ear. Like, he was on the show. He commented on Knocking the Boots and got us, got you and I going in.
Shout out to H-Town for watching that clip that I posted about Knocking Boots, too. So shout out to them.
Yeah. But he's always, and he's one that I can just be like, hey, how is the show? And he gives good feedback as well. So shout out to Greg. And he is a national watcher because he is from North Carolina. He's a
North Kakalaki.
Oh, yeah. We like to say that. I forgot.
North Kakalaki. Like, yes. And Shay, we can't forget to shout out your husband.
Yeah.
Yes. He supports everything that you do when it comes to Mother Talk.
Yes, I love it. He actually said, have a good show. You guys.
Shout out to him, man. So, shout out to all of our people who hold us down and support us because, being, whether it's our friend or spouse or whatever and doing a show, it's not easy to support us because sometimes we do have to isolate ourselves or sometimes we do have to sacrifice our time with our family and friends to go do community events and shows and things like that. Mm-hmm. And they have been so supportive and they understand when we have to say, hey, I have to set a boundary and say, today I can't do that because I have to go and do X, Y, and Z.
And so, even like my kids, like I'll come back and, I may not always see them when we leave a show.
Yeah.
But when I come on Saturday, how was the show? Did you guys have? They don't watch it because it's not for children.
Yeah, I saw it in the first intro. This is not a family show.
But the fact that they just supporting like that, like when you, how was the show? How'd you guys do? Did you have a good show?
And I think for my family, it's more so they know and respect the fact that I feel like this is something of my own. So when I need to do those things, it's like, okay, that's mom's time.
Yes.
Absolutely. So.
We have one more clip. This is from this season. So it might be one clip from the season finale of season four, and then clips from this season that were some of our most watched as well.
All right, let's get into it. You got any more to that?
All right, Colgate or Crest?
What?
That was a good one. Just came out
of nowhere. Listen, yeah, I know if I'm coming with that. You know,
I know.
Yeah, okay.
I got four boxes of Colgate on my dresser right now.
See?
No, I just buy everything in bulk.
Oh, okay. I'm just playing, like,
you're a buyer.
No.
Okay, I got you.
Like, you know how you go somewhere, it's like, they got Colgate for $1, you just have it. Yeah. Like, no, I'm going to get a bunch of them.
Then that three pack for $5?
I just transferred.
You got the Colgate.
I literally just transferred my son to Colgate. I was like, sir, the way your breath smell, no more kids press. You need grown man.
Oh, grown man.
Once you start hitting the smelly.
Yeah. I was like, no, you gotta use Colgate. No more again. No, yeah. You need serious, toothpaste, sir.
Oh, yeah, 45. Yeah, 50's a Cougar. Yeah.
No, Cougars was before Thundercat. So I'm in my Cougar phase right now.
Yeah.
Thundercat. Did you hear him? He's like, yes, she is.
Thundercat is.
That guy at the gas station said I was.
Yeah.
What's after Thundercat? A leopard?
No, I think so. So 28 to 34 is Auntie. 35 to 41 is Cougar. So I'm in my Cougar Auntie phase.
So you're like in the middle.
42 to 45.
So you're...
And 46 and up. Is that, so you're just a Thundercat until you die. So I got, I still got another year. I still got another 2 years of Cougar Auntie. So
Cougar Auntie.
Here I am. Your favorite two.
It's only supposed to be, but everybody's barking.
Now people are barking.
I don't bark.
I know you don't because you're not the barking.
He said, I don't
you're
bark,
not
I
the
don't
barking bark. Type, are you? Like, that's not your fraternity. You guys aren't the barkers. You're not the barkers. The barkers are the other
ones. If Greg was a dog, what kind of dog do you think he'd be?
A big dog.
No.
Like a German.
No. No, you would be a cuddly little labradoodle.
A labradoodle?
You remind me of a
labradoodle. A labradoodle, crazy.
Okay.
Yeah. What would Ty be? You'd be a St. Bernard.
A bulldog.
Ooh, like an English bulldog.
English bulldog.
You'd be like an English bulldog. You're like, urgh, urgh. What would I be? That'd be nice.
You're cool, though.
A poodle.
I'm a poodle. Why?
I'll carry you in a miniature pincher.
Oh, like a miniature poodle.
Yeah, like a
poodle. You would carry me in a bag if I was a poodle?
Yeah.
Like Kim Kardashian?
I feel like she would want that. Yeah.
I would want that.
Yeah.
Please carry me around.
Please carry me around.
You're a labradoodle. You don't get carried. Well, they have many labradoodles, but you don't want to be carried. You want to be a big labradoodle.
Yeah,
well, it's like, I wouldn't call them big dog. It's a dog that's large in size, but it's cute and cuddly.
Wow.
That's you.
Yeah, okay.
You're cute and cuddly.
Okay.
All right, y'all. Well,
you're an English bulldoggy.
I'm an English bulldog.
They're also cute.
Yeah.
In their own little, like, English bulldoggy way.
Yeah.
But they're also kind of like,
ugh. We don't take no shit.
They could knuck if you buck. Like, an English bulldog might knuck if you buck and bark like you want it.
And yeah, bark if you want it and shit on your carpet.
You have to, like, dress comfortable too. Like, sweat.
Yeah.
You know,
no jeans, no belt.
Yeah. So, Craig, you don't need to dress up for your living room, okay?
No, I'm not going to dress up.
He's going to have his sweat outfit on, but it's going to match.
Do you think I'll be buttoned up too?
Yeah. His buttoned up sweat.
It will match.
He has a button-up sweater shirt.
Bootcut.
Y'all know me so well. You know me so well.
This y'all be so put together. I can't wait.
I
ain't never seen a tailor
sweater. Just send us a selfie of this.
Yeah, please. I will.
You have
in our chat.
Sweat hat.
I don't have a sweat hat.
We need to get you one.
You got a nice beanie that goes with it, though.
No, you got like a knitted hat.
Yeah. Yes, buddy.
You go right to Old Navy.
Your bootcut sweats.
And a button up sweatshirt.
All the way up.
Oh, God. Oh, we what?
Uncle Craig.
Uncle in the house.
That's, I don't know what that is.
Wow. That's your rich uncle.
It's the rich uncle. Rich, definitely rich. I ain't never seen no bootcut sweats.
Everything's tailored for Craig. Nobody will have the same outfit on.
All right. So,
this is a good segue into my game.
Yes, Amy has a game for us, Amy. What is this?
Okay. All right. Great. So this game is called Who's Most Likely To?
Craig.
Boots on the ground.
It doesn't say who's most likely to wear bootcut sweatpants. That's not on here. With a knitted hat.
Oh man,
a button-up sweatshirt.
Ooh, a crocheted hat would be nice.
That is funny.
Craig with a crocheted hat on.
Okay.
Because y'all know I wear it.
Y'all already know I wear it. That caption gonna say, I put that shit on.
And I clean
it out. I put that shit on. Nobody put that like me.
Who trying to get stuff tonight?
The crochet hat.
The bird wasn't the flyest thing here.
There's a bird. There's a plant. There's Craig. With his crochet hat.
Okay.
Who cut sweats?
Oh, man. That is too funny, man. Okay.
What's good, y'all? We are back here on Mud Talk. As you can see,
the bird was the
bird was the flyest thing here.
He was already your rich Uncle Craig.
I'm Craig. You got a mountain
with his bootcut
sweats,
zipped up sweater,
and
a crocheted hat.
He is not going.
You know what he did not do? He did not send that holiday picture.
He did not
because he probably got on some bootcut sweats.
With the boots.
With his little money clip hanging.
His little money clip. God. With his little knitted hat.
Crocheted hat.
I bet he's going to have a bill.
A crocheted bill is
crocheted. How do you do?
You know what? I feel like this is one of those moments where you just had to be there.
Yeah,
this was one of those I tried to explain to somebody after. I'm like, can you please just go watch the clip because I can't.
CL Styles, man.
Oh my gosh.
No, you are here in spirit, man.
Yeah, you are.
You are here in spirit.
He's in Florida and not in bootcut sweats. He's in bootcut shorts.
If CL Styles in bootcut sweats in Jacksonville with a crochet hat. We got problems.
Send him back up north.
Because clearly
they will send him back up north.
Because clearly you pressed to wear some bootcut sweats and a knitted hat. Oh, Jesus Christ!
He said they ain't seen it down here.
He said
I'm gonna bring this style to Jacksonville.
I got that shit on down here in Jacksonville.
The hottest thing down
here. Literally the hottest thing down here. Because I know you hot as hell with them bootcut sweats on and a knitted hat. Oh, God.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Okay. All right, y'all. So before we get up out of here, we just have to do a nice, friendly toast and say shout out to 5 years of Mud Talk, man.
Wait, with my water.
We don't get out of hand clap.
We're going to toast it. You can just, I'll toast for you.
I'm a fist bump.
Fist bump my ice water.
There we go. Boom.
I mean, it does have some flavor in it.
Yes. So shout out to 5 years of the hottest podcast that has been on your airways, consistently on your airways. On your Friday nights and in the community and just tapping in with everybody. Thank y'all for supporting us. Thank y'all for dealing with our shenanigans. Thank y'all for listening to us and watching to us, man. And we're going to be here for 5 more years. And so we really, truly appreciate you guys. If you want to be a guest on the show, you can send us an email at mudtalk419@gmail.com. Or you can go onto Facebook. Hit us up, Mud Talk Podcast, or on Instagram and TikTok, which is Mud Talk 419. And just send us a DM, man. We'll send you a message with our booking link where you can fill out all the information that we need to know. And we want to tap in with you, man, because we're going to come back strong for the second half of the season because we're about to be on a little hiatus.
Yeah.
We, you know, people don't understand. It takes a lot of work to do these shows consistently and consecutively. And so one big thing that we are so serious about here on the show is all about mental health.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're actually going to be taking a break. We'll be back in February.
Yep.
And just in time for our Valentine's Day episode. And then we'll be back for our mental health episode in February as well. And then we got the rest of the season from February until May. So we got you
on lock all winter long, spring, and a little bit of the summertime.
And we do some fun stuff this summer.
Yeah, we do some fun stuff.
And a lot of events too.
Yeah, we do. We do some cup checks. So we want to pull up to some restaurants. We're not going to review your food now.
Okay? I am.
We could do a mud talk backyard barbecue.
Yeah. I just want the greater Toledo area and anybody else to know when we come to your restaurant, we're not.
We want you to win.
We want you to win. We're not going to come to your restaurant and complain about not getting water and silverware.
Now, if I find hair in my food, I'm going to complain.
Now, that we're going to complain about. Yeah. But we're not going to put you on Facebook.
Though. No, I would never
We don't do that. Because we have some cool and professionalism.
I am just going to simply say, can I, this is hair and
yes.
I'm good.
And if I don't get my water and silverware in time, I'm going to send you a nice little message on Facebook or ask for, you know, for the manager. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to be a black Karen. I'm not going to be a kid.
No, we named it. It was
what's his name?
Kevin.
Kevin. Not going to be a Kevin.
What's a Kevin?
I'm not going
to
be a Kevin.
Now, if you don't wash your hands after you go to the bathroom, he'll be a Kevin.
Yeah, because then you're going to have dick hands. We don't do that.
We don't do dick hands. I almost put dick hands on here, too. That's a good clip.
You should have. But we definitely want to pull up to some restaurants and do some cup checks. And cup check is where we come and we review the drinks and we give you some free promo. We interview you. We do all that stuff. We just want to take good ass drinks.
It's not negative. I don't think we've ever given a negative.
We've never given a negative.
You know, we might say this is really sweet, but we
usually rate it.
Yeah.
On a scale of 1 to 10, and we're gonna be honest with it. We'll just say it's a little sweet. If you like sweet things, this is for you. It wasn't for me, but we're not gonna be like.
I don't think I've ever rated anything under a 10.
No, but one thing that we're not gonna do is it was too sweet, so don't go.
Come here and order and ask if for you like sweet stuff. If you like sweet.
Yeah, so but let us pull up to your restaurant or your business. We wanna come and chop it up with you. And like we said, wanna be a guest on the show, send us a message, man. We're gonna pull up and you can pull up and we all just gonna pull up together.
Or if you wanna be a sponsor and one of our sponsorship packages is you can come here. Going back to when we were talking about Raya. Raya came here, she came to promote her business and she brought us some free samples and she now has a customer for life.
She sure does.
Customers for
customers, so, and now she's all at galas and gallon and eating shrimp and grits and stuff
and selling out her products and getting office spaces. And so, that is something that you can do. So, if you have a business, you can hit us up. It's the same link so that if you slide into the DMs, we send you the same link. It asks you about, are you a business or are you just trying to be a guest on the show? And it gives you all the guidelines. And then one of us will get back to you once we see that filled out.
All right.
Get you on the show.
Yep. All right, y'all. Well, thank y'all so much for tuning in to this 5-year anniversary show. We cannot wait to celebrate 5 more years with you guys. We'll be back in February. Until then, make sure you go on YouTube and subscribe Mud Talk Podcast on Facebook. Make sure you go on Facebook and subscribe, which is also Mud Talk Podcast. And also going to our digital streaming platforms, type in Mud Talk Podcast on iHeartRadio, SiriusXM Radio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you stream your favorite podcast. Mm-hmm. Until then, I'm Big T.
And I'm Shay Renee.
I'm Miss Amy.
And you officially tuned in and tapped into the hottest podcast that brings you the latest in music, news, and fashion, and the only show that keeps your ears to the streets.
While you grind and shine.
Hey, have a good night, y'all.
Look how confident y'all that was.
Have a good night, y'all. See y'all later.